Our interview, great interview with Jim Norman. He's one of my favorite people to talk about. One of the things he describes is that there is an extraordinary and deep conviction on this planet to remain with fossil fuel. It's very strong. I put this story up on the blog today, Exxon announcing that natural gas will be 25% of the energy supply globally within the not-too-distant future. It's a very important story and one to take seriously. And so Jim, I think, does a very good job of describing why that's so. And we went through many of the different areas, both what's going on in fossil fuel, the controversy around fracking and why it will probably come out in favor of fracking, the use of renewable energy and it's the fact that it's growing and where it stands. I mentioned a little bit about breakthrough energy, but that's a long way off to get that adapted. Anyway, it was a very interesting interview, and I would encourage you to listen to it. We did take an hour and a half, so we did go for quite a bit. But if you look at the importance of energy to what's about to happen or what's happening in North America, I can't stress it enough. As Jim said, the cost of manufacturing in North America is 40 to 50% energy. So this is an energy story, and one of the things Jim does a great job of explaining is why North America has such a tremendous advantage. If you haven't read his Oil Card, I know I keep pounding this pavement. If you have not read his book, Oil Card, as far as I'm concerned, it is the best book on the energy markets I have ever read, and a very solid explanation from a very seasoned reporter with deep roots in this industry as to how that market works, and I think he's nailed it. So it's been out for more than a couple of years, but it's as relevant today as it ever was. Get it if you can, the Oil Card.